The Gemara continues Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So, the Gemara just finished saying, see the last Gemara again. What is the din by the Kohen that was either by Psul, and now the other Kohen was Min the Tachtov, and now the first one comes back? Zok the Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, a few lines before the end. Tana Rabbanon. The first one goes back, and the second one remains a Kohen Gadol. He cannot function as neither. That's clearly like Rabbi Yossi Shita. Kohen Gadol, why not? Mishum Eva. There's a lot of Eva that's going to cause. If you have someone else working together with you, that's Eva. Kohen Hedyet, why not? Mishum Ma'ilam B'Kodesh V'loim Aghidin. And that the Gemara says, Omer Rabba B'Chanum Rabbi Yechanon, Halocha K'Rabbi Yossi. Halocha is like Rabbi Yossi, that is neither Kohen Gadol nor Kohen Hedyet. However, Umoyde Rabbi Yossi, Shem Ovar V'Ovad Avedosa K'Sheira. That obviously when he does the Avoida, Davoid is kosher. So we have a Shitas Rashi, Avedosa Ksheira means that Be'etzim is a Kohen Gadol. This is the reason why he doesn't function as one because of Eva. But if he does it, it's kosher. Mashenka Be'arab Godim, it's possible because it's Chisub Godim. And other Rishonim learn that no, Fakert, Be'etzim is a Kohen Hedyet. The reason why he doesn't function as one is because Malam Kodesh Ve'em Aridin. But Be'etzim, if he does work as a Kohen Gadol, it's considered Yitur Begodim, not Chisub Begodim. So that means Avedosa Ksheira is punkt Fakert. Oh, so Tosfos discusses that it's a minui bepeh and it's a siluk bepeh.
Tosfos. Those rishonim are naming on that when the kohen gadol comes back from his tumah, then they're masalikim bepeh. It's like a kimta. They went ahead and they were masalikim.
Correct. Tosfos, a big discussion in Achrayin about this Tosfos. According to Rameya, Rameya says that comets gugdol elf. So the question is a question of how to understand this Tosfos. Reb Chaim in Stenzel is a shtickle on this, and he says that there's two dinim in the Kohen Gadol. There's the Kohen Gadol in the minui part, and the minui part is dependent on siluk and minui bepeh, memana bepeh, mistalkim bepeh. You got the job, pesh also pesh heter. That's Tosis. But then there's something else called the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, that he's be'etzem a Kohen Gadol, and memela he can remain, and he's, it could be, like Rameya Shita Be'etzim. The Rameya, Kol Mitzvah Kuna Gdol, all of Rashi brings all the dinim. Lo Yifroim, Lo Yifra, Lo Mitam, Lo Koyvim, Muz Almona, Shmoy the Begodim, the Beshamish. But the Minui Shaboy, that was the Chelik that was Nistalk Bepe. A lot of raid on that, exactly how it works. It's Kashas from Meshuch Mechama. It's Taka, this Nakuda, what you're discussing. Tosa says another question. He says, Hilchsel Meshicha, what is it relevant? If he's a Kohen Gadol or he's a Kohen Hedyet, well, tell me, Haloch Kab Yosi, it's not Negei right now. It's Ichlam Mashicha. So Tosfos brings a practical ramification. We pass like that in Kufnun Gimel, in the Poiskim, the Taz and Mishaburim is all the Poiskim. Tuk Tosfos on the top of Yeshloimar, Dikin Afkamin, Afilu Bezmanaze, Leparnes Hamamun Alatzibu, Ovar Machmas Oinus. He was an Oinus. He couldn't be a Rov anymore. Couldn't be a Gabai. Couldn't have had a Sroga. When the oinus is removed and he comes back, you can't just say you lost your job. No, second also you have to be noyig covered. Zoktes brings a raya. The famous ma'aser Gamliel and the blaz ben Isaiah. Then over there was Shabbos Shalmi, right? The shear that they gave, two Shabboses for one and one Shabbos for the other, or three for one for the other. Al kaponim. That is the negay aloch lemais of aloch kabiyosi. Zok the gemara umoy the biyashim over that nosik shkseira. Omer Rabbi Yudah Merav haloch kabiyosi. That's true. Umoy the kabiyosi shemeiz rishon shechoyz alav adosoi. If this whole nakuda is that the first one goes back and the second one has mitzvahs kuna olav, is the gabe because there's another kohen gadol. But obviously, if meiz rishon, then the second one is Chayz Alav Adosai, then he's a regular Kohen Gadol. Then he was already a Kohen Gadol for Dezvile, for that period that the other one was out of commission. So now he's totally Kohen Gadol. Zogdamal Pshita, what's a chiddush? Why not? Maybe you would say that he can never become a Kohen Gadol, because Michayim, the real Kohen Gadol, is not going to want him working beside him, knowing that he's going to want him Motzayomus, because I'll take over. Zog Rashi, Mare Tema, Mishum Eva Nifsal Af Lachamisa. Rashi Nomad Beis, Tfilin from the bottom. Mishum Eva Nifsal Af Lachamisa is Rishon, even after Mrs. Rishon. Di Amri, Di Shamash Achov, Havle Tzor Michayim, Ki Isha Shitzor Lachavata, the Omar, Ze Mitzapa Motzayomus. V'yishamesh. Hokamashlon deloy chashim. We're not worried about that. That we're not concerned about. Zog the Gemara. What did you say?
Din derabon. Paslon. Disqualifying the derabon. It's not as word the rice no.
Meaning be'etzim is a kohen gadol. You're talking about when it's loy meis. Loy meis, not by meis.
When the first kohen gadol dies. We're saying why
you can't. Oh, why would you say this? Yeah, of course.
You would
disqualify him because not to give such agmas nefesh and anguish to the first Kohen Gadol. That would be a reason to passel him. Komashlon, no, we're not choish for that. Yeah, there's not a havamina and a din deraisa. There's no havamina and a din deraisa. It's only a havamina. Zog di Gemara. Reb Yehuda oim af ish aches miskinin loy. That was a beauty back in the Mishnah Daf Beis. The Machloikas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim. The Mishnah says that maskin lekoyin achetachtov. Second koyin avadiyu, get ready, be prep him, shemir bepsul, in case he becomes a tomei. However, don't say anything about another wife. You have to have kippah ba'adu bat beisoy. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, af ish achaz maskin loy, prepare another wife too. Why? Shem Thomas ishtoy. If it's just like you're worried that he'll become tomei, be worried that his wife will die, so have another one. Shenemar v'chipe ba'adoi uvad beisoi. Beisoi zvishtoi. Omuloi. So they said back to him, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, imkein ein l'dov asoif. If you're going to prepare an ish acheres, he has to be married, that's number one. But if you're going to prepare now an ish acheres, because maybe yomus, so maybe yomus that the second one will die too, so ein l'dov asoif, prepare three. Zog di gemorah. V'rabbanan nami hochai shinon l'shemo. Rabbanan say that maskin eloi koyin godl. Why? Because Shema Yerub Psul. So we're worried about Shema. So why when it comes to Isha, we're not worried about Shema? What's the difference between Shema of Tuma and Shema of Isha Cheres? Amilo Rabbonon, Tuma Shchicha, Misalo Shchicha. Tuma is like a Shchiach. It's Shchiach, possible that a Sheretz would touch it. More common. Mashek and Misalo Shchichinon, Lo Shchicha. It's like shchicha that a punk will die in one day. Punk is one day. Of course, misa, everyone eventually dies. But the misa lo shchicha to have it on Yom Kippur, that we're not chashinon, lo shchicha. Zog di gemara, omru loy, if that's the case, im kein ein ledov asoif. If you're going to say, yemeskino lo ish achez, Rabbi Yehuda shita, so Rabbana said back, ein ledov asoif. Zog di gemara, shapir, ka amilel Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbana is telling a very good taina, ein ledov asoif. So why yemeskino ish achez, yish mesakin tu noshim. Rabbi Yehuda also has gedorim, how much you choishes. I'm choishes for Misa, but not for two tragedies that take place all in the same day. Rabbonon say as follows. Why do Rabbonon argue and say you're not chayish lemisa even for one? If you're going to be chayish lemisa, safi lemisa the train chashinon. If you're going to be choishes for Misa, punk that is one day, which is not probable, then mechosh for two. And if you're not going to mechosh for two, then I'm mechosh for one. It's totally zebizet. Zog the Gemara, v'rabonon neim ru'inu l'nafshayu. Frag the Gemara, that the Rabbonon should say the same thing for themselves. Meaning, just like the Rabbonon said to Rabbi Yehuda, if you chayish the one, you chayish the two, how do you suddenly differentiate? So for themselves, what do they say? You meskinin lo Koyinacher. Everyone agrees. Tanakama says, Rabbanon agree, you have it to Koyinacher. And Rabbanon yet to Rabbi Yehuda say, if you chayish for one, be chayish for two. So maybe prepare two kahanim. Maybe prep two kahanim, because if you chayish for one, he says to Rabbi Yehuda, be chayish for two, he says, so you yourself are chayish for one, Koyin Godel, becoming Tomei. So maybe the second one become Tomei. So prepare another Koyin. What happened to the Ein Ledov Asoif, Lishitosim themselves? The Rabbanon name, Reinu Nafshayu. Amilo Rabbonon, no, there's a fundamental difference. Koyin Gadol Zorizu. Koyin Gadol Zoriz, meaning the whole Tumah is something that's biyodoy. He's Zoriz. He's not going to make himself Tomei. He's going to make sure not become Tomei. Kerry ain't Semchal Anes. That was also Zohar is about. It never happened. That's one of the Asal Anisim. But either way, whatever the Tomei is, even if it's Chash of Kerry and not Semchal Anes, but the Maisi Zohar is, and Lagabi, the other Tumas for sure, he'll make sure not to be next to someone that might spit or Sheretz or some other Tumah. He's Zohar is. Frag the Gemara, if he's Zohar is, so why do you have Bechalav to have one coin in prepping and maskinin? He's Zohar is, lo maskin coin acher. Zohar the Gemara, big aside. Kevin Dav didn't late Zohar, Koshkin the Mizaris. It's not Pshat. The coin goal is Zohar is, so you don't have to have another coin prepared. The whole reason why he's Zohar is because there's someone else prepared. If you have a position, he's the Rosh Hashiva, and he knows if he messes up, someone else takes over, he won't mess up. So the meskinen loy koyin achiz in order that it should be zoches. Now the Shaar HaMelech has a gevaldige kasha. He says that why we're not mesakin and mamanim benoy? After all, we know that a srora, if a ben is roy, goes to the son. So what do you have to find a fremde koyin to be meskinen loy koyin achiz? Let the son be the one that's working under him. Zok the Shaar HaMelech beautifully. Based on this Gemara, the son won't make the cut. Why? Because the whole purpose of being Mesak in another coin is for him to be Zoriz. His son, he doesn't care that he takes over for him. That's not going to assure an assurance of Zrizis. Let the son take over. So Mela, it's not going to, since the Zrizis is Gufa because of the Meskinen Loi, so Mela, the son is taking not Meskinen, because that's not going to assure that he's taking be Zoriz. Zog the Gemara, umi sagile betakanta beisoy. Frag the Gemara, how could you say, pashas we maskinin loy legabe the isha, is that you have a wife? That means Rabbi Yehuda says maskinin loy isha acheres, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that af isha machir maskinin loy. Maskinin just means have a shidduch ready. There's no marriage yet. So, frag the Gemara, umi sagle betakantis beisoy, omer achmona, vahach lav beisoy hu. Oh, umi sagle betakanto, beisoy omer achmona, vahach lav beisoy hu. We're talking about that you have someone ready. It's not his wife yet. So, if it's not his wife yet, you need vechipa badu bad beisoy. If his first wife dies, then the second wife that's ready is not beisoy. And you need the vechipa badu bad beisoy. Zog the Gemara, umi sagle betakanto, beisoy omer achmona, vahach lav beisoy hu. Enter the Gemara, the Mekadish law. Itak was Mekadisher. He was Mekadisher, so Mela, then there's Taka called Beisoy. Now, the Gvura Sari has a suffix, is this din that the Chippa Bade about Beisoy, and that's the whole reason why you need a wife ready, and not Kerekach, your Maskin Isha Ches going to Buda, and your Mekadisher, is that only a din in the Chippa Bade about Beisoy in the Maisa Vidui, or it's Ma'akev for the whole day? Doesn't, well, let's say after the vidui, do you still have to make sure he has another wife? Or it's only a din in v'chipa ba'ad abad beisoy? It's a din in avodis hayoyim, or it's a din in v'chipa ba'ad abad beisoy, v'shtein posuk? Zog di gemore, frag di gemore, even if you make kadesher, v'okam adaloi konislo, lav beisoy hu, you need to have knisa. Knisa means knisa l'chupa. Knisa means pashas bia. Now, that's a machloikas in the show, exactly what it means. Does it mean over here we're talking about chupa? That's called beisoy? Meaning that's called Knisa L'chup, it's called Beisoy. Or it actually means Yichud and Bia. But Kaponim, if it means Bia, then Avada, this has to take place Koidim Zayin Yomim. Because during Zayin Yomim is Mufrish. Faket is also B'Ishtoi. We said because of Chashash of Tumas, Chashash Tumas Nida. Right, in case, I'm not Tumas Rishia, but we're talking about in case that she was a Sofik Nida and ended up being, that is also, so Avada can't be, that is Mekadesh B'Bia, B'Tech Zayin. Has to be before. Zog the Gemara, so you konis lei im kein havele shnei batim enuchi soren. If you're going to tell me that he's actually konis this lady, so right now there's a din, he has two batim. Because if you're konis her, he has his first wife, Kong Tabiri, he has a second wife. And there's a problem of shnei batim. Why? V'chipe bat beisoy, and not shnei batim. V'rachmonon v'chipe ba'adoyu bat beisoy, v'loy bat shnei batim. Now, it's the Rambam and the Ravid in the Suva Beard say, that's time epis a din. That loy bat shnei batim. There's a din, there's a psul avoida for a coin to have two wives. There's a psul in the avoida. Question in the Rishonim, if it's only on Yom Kippur, it's the whole year too. So, but let's assume it's on Yom Kippur. You have to divorce it before Yom Kippur. So you can't have two. Because it's a din of a chippa bat bat beisoy, veloy shnei batim. It's a psul in the avoida, it's a yoim, if you have two wives. The Ravid says, because because it is more of a chash of carry. It's more chances there will be Baal Ishtoi. There's more chashes that things can go wrong. That's why there's a din of Loishtei Batim. But upon him, what do you say? It seems like it from the Raivin Shtickle.
Or he's a
smachta. He's there. Yeah. Pashas, this is a state in Posik, Bad Beisoi. Loishtei Batim. Now, the Gemara over here doesn't say that you're actually koines on Yom Kippur. This takes place, obviously, like we said, 7 days before. The Yerushalmi says that Yitaka only mesaken an Isha. Yerushalmi doesn't learn like this Gemara, that you're koines her. You're mesaken an Isha. What happens if the first wife dies? So that means you're koines on Yom Kippur. Aye, there's an Issa Knisa. There's an Issa Knisa. Why? Because of Shavuos. Ain't Shavuos b'Mikdash. You're showing him, explain this to Yerushalmi, that it's ain't Shavuos b'Mikdash. So Mela, according to you, not according to the Bavli. According to Bavli, the Gemara clearly says that you have to have Knisa, either Knisa l'chupar, or even B&B, it would have to be 7 days before. But Yerushalmi just says Maskinin, and what would take place if this tak occurs, that they need a second wife? It would be on Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean be on Yom Kippur, because be on Yom Kippur is obviously also. According to Yerushalmi too, it means the Knisa l'chupar. Aye, it's a Shavuos, Knisa l'chupar, ain't Shavuos b'Mikdash. And if you have a warrant on this, the chuppah on Yom Kippur is a chuppah shenim sunabiyah. Zok the Gemara weiter. So now you have a problem. If you have this other wife, and like the Gemara says, that the konis lay, so at the end of the day, you have two wives, and felt the chison, and chippah badu bad beisoy. It's not shtei batim, it can't be shtei batim. And for the Gemara, a great marriage, you know what takes place? The hoda megagish law. He marries her, and he gets her get. So male, it's not shtei batim. Frag the Gemara, I megagish law, hoda koshen leduchta. If you're Megarisher, then you're vait to only have one. And according to Abiyudi, you didn't find in anything. You need to have someone else ready in case the first one dies. What do you gain by you married and divorced? It's vait to Echshash of Shema Yomis. Zog the Gemara Leitzchicha. And here the Gemara says now, the next Omid is going to be numerous terutzim to understand an Echatimtze of Tnoyim, how it's Shaykh that you can have this other wife and still be considered only Ba'ad Ba'is Echot and not Kosh Batim. So the Gemara attempts numerous terutzim. The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha de megarish lo al tnai." That means, I'm a garish, the second wife, al tnai. So avada, I'm not stam a garisher, because then if the first one dies, you have two wives. The first one, and you have a second one that you're ready. Now the second one that you married and you divorced her, then you're right to have none in case the first one dies. We're not chayis stam that two die. That's what we said before. Even Rabbi Yehuda is not chayis misa de trei. But you chayis for one to die. So if you're megarish, you only and you have one dies, then you're left with none. So the Gemara says the gerish and guf is al tanai. The megarish lo al tanai. You divorce the second one al tanai. The omelain you say as follows. So before we see this Gemara, it's very important Rashi over here. Rashi says in Dibam Masram Nasha Tomusi. So in the middle of the Rashi says v'chol sugizois ein terutzin shibo yecholin lamoid. The Gemara is going to give 10 terutzim. That's a yisoid in Shas. Many times the Gemara gives all types of terutzim. The Gemara knows that this teretz doesn't really stand, but that's gufa shakla v'taya. Ki yesh len tshuvas rabbis ve'eine elo ki melamdin oisonu. This is the derech of limud. Melamdin oisonu. That what? She'im toima kein yesh lahoshiv kein. That's called shakla v'taya. You say it like this, you can answer like this. The ain't a meshiv called tshuva sheyesh la'oshiv. We don't have to get all the tshuvas that you can push off. Ki ba'achas u'mesalkoi letaretz be'inyan acher ad shemida al b'choino until the Gemara, I think, is the 10th attempt, and that's going to be the final teretz in Tanoim. So zok the Gemara. Lo yitzricha. The megarish lo, the first word line, the megarish lo al tanai. So you take the second wife and you megarish with the tanai. The omelo you say as follows. Hareze giteich amenas shetamusi. You hear what kind of marriage this is? Hareza gitech, at the time of the marriage, amanasha tamusi. Now, it doesn't mean amanasha tamusi that when you die, it's a get, because it makes him an amagash. It means, if you're going to die, then lamafreya will be a get. Imagresh is lamafreya. Oh. Zog Rashi now, Menashe Tumusi, b'yoyim ha-kipurim. V'im meisa boi b'yoyim, nim to get l'mafreya. V'ein kan ela b'ayis echod. So if she dies, then it ended up being, the pshat is ended up being, you only had one because you got divorced her. You're not chosh for two to die. V'im loy meisa hi, and let's say she doesn't die, but rather the first one died, u'meisa chaverto, So nishal lozois ain't a get, then the get's not chal. The get's only chal if one dies. We never chosh for two to die. So if the new one dies, then it'll be a get l'mafreya, because till she dies, let's say she dies in Milvi Yom Kippur, but till she dies, she was married. And she was married, it's a problem. You have two batim. So we say, no, if you die, then it'll be a get l'mafreya. If you don't die, so then it won't be a get. So then what about the first one? So if the first one dies, then it won't be a get taka. But that's only if the first one dies. Zog d'gemara, but let's say, no, none of them die. Then you fight with two batim. Zog d'gemara, d'omel ha-geze gitech, amnash temusi. Frag d'gemara, this obvious question. V'dilma lo maisi, maybe they won't die. The first one won't die, so it won't be get l'mafreya. And the second one won't die, and it won't be get l'mafreya. And the first one doesn't die. So you have two batim again. V'dilma lo maisi, v'av l'shtei batim. Zog d'gemara, ela d'omel ha-geze gitech. Amanas shaloi tumusi. Oh, a little different lashon. I'm giving you a get. Amanas shaloi tumusi. So if you don't die, so then it's taka a get. So it's get l'mafreya. And if you do die, then it's not a get. Frek di gemara, iloi maisi. If you don't die, so then migra shalo. Then it's taka l'mafreya a get. So that's good. Vi misa, vi maisa. But if that's, let's say, she does die, so then we said, it's not gonna. It's a get if you don't die. So Eloi Maisi, if it's not, if she doesn't die, then migish lo. Then it's get l'mafreya. V'im Maisi hokai mahach. And if she does die, so then hokai mahach. So then she remains. Frag the Gemara v'dol mihiloi Maisa. Maybe she won't die. And then v'havel gita the high gita. Umaisi chaveto, you always chosh for misa the one, you're not chosh for misa the two. So one of them is not going to die, so it's a get, and the other one will die, the first one, so it's vaita not married, so vaita, you have no one left. Zogmar, v'komle, beloi bias, then vaita, beloi bias. So vaita didn't fadin anything. If the get is a get, if you don't die, so if you do die, it's not a get, and the first one might, sorry, if you don't die, it is a get, and the first one might die, because one you chosh for, so vaita, it's no bias. Ela zogmar, do omolo, amanashe tomus achz mikem. I'm giving a get. I'm going to ask that one of them dies. Zog the Moga, Maisi ha, if one of them dies, Kaima hach. Maisi hach or Kaima ha. So seemingly, you have one. Zog the Moga, no. Vidimala Maisi, maybe she won't die. Meaning none of them will die. It's possible none die. It's possible one will die, but it's possible none will die. So you might have two. Veloi chadiminayu. Vahavala shtei batim, the same kash again. Veoid, and even if you're going to say that it's tolu in the misa, im chadim in ayuch, that's not a get. Because any get that is going to be ogud gabei kol yomov, it can never be a get l'mafreya. A get has to be a disconnect during the lifetime. It can't be a connect the whole lifetime. Well, if it's tolu in your misa, of any one of them, then that can never shaf a get, because then it's pshat, there's no real nituk. V'oid, ki agavnim yav a gita, if you say it's a get, I'm not that you will never drink wine. So then he has jurisdiction. He has agida gabei legabei the isesh tias yayin. So mele, it can never be a get l'mafreya because there's something aspect that is ogud gabei. So kol yemei chayai v'chayaychi ein zekisus because it's your life. However, kol yemei chayai ploini agei zekisus. If it depends on someone else, then it's not totally in your life. Then avada it can be be'etzem a get for when the other person dies. But if it's totally in chayaychi, so then it can never be a get. Because the whole lifetime she's gogut for the isyain. So we're also, if it's going to be a get, amanashe tamus achas man. So it's the whole yemei chaya till the misa. So if it's not a real krisus, ela zok demar de omelo enichami such a case. Harei zegitech amanash shaloi tamus chaveretech. It's not totally in your life because your life is considered ogd gabei. It's a get amanash shaloi tamus chaveretech. So iloi misa chaveretech. If the friend does not die, the first one, then migasha, then it's a get. So if the first one doesn't die, so it's a get, so you attack it left with the first one. And if the first one does die, and then it's taken out a get, so then you have the second one. So then you're good, you have one. But fact, the more the obvious question, let's say the friend dies when? In the middle of the day. And then taka, if it dies, so then it's not a get. But lemaisa, in the middle of the day, there were two wives. In the chatzia yoim, and assuming that's even, if it's after the vidu, then it's a riot, then you need the whole day. But it's before the vidu, then for sure, you need the chapi bad besoy. So lemaise bepalgadi yoima, it's lemaise, you have two wives. So even if he's going to be dying, And we only said it's a get if loy maisi. But if he dies, it's not a get. So you talk, I have one. But if the half the day, the half Yom Kippur, there were two wives. So Gemara v'dol maisi chavet v'pagad avoida v'igle milsalem afreya. And it'll end up being the gita deho lav gitahu. V'ovid lei avoida b'shtei batim in chatzi ayom will be two batim. And we'll continue the Gemara mitzvah on Shabbos over Shavuos. The next Amud, the next two Amud.